Далекої фішки подарую. черешнею. Стоя в старі з молодою, як із ягодою.
Стоя в старі з молодою, як із ягодою.
І просилася, і молилася.
Пусти з мене, старий дивно,
Но.
Пусти з мене, старий дивно,
Старе нікого, та й покинеше на вбито.
Покинеше старе нікого, та й покинеше на вбито.
Ой, ти старий дівчинка, ти зігнувся, як духа, а я молоденька.
Я сірнатенька.
Perhaps you'd like to know something about this man and this instrument. We call this an accordion. He calls it a what?
Bayan.
A bayan. And instead of a keyboard like we have here, it's they're buttons. How do they work, Gena?
Кнопочки.
They're called кнопочки. And the chromaticism?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's a little different than our accordion. This instrument is an official instrument in our conservatory. It's an official instrument. This man studied this accordion for 10 years. And you can get a degree in our conservatory with this instrument. Also, the bandura, the lady who played the other instrument, is a bandura. And that's his wife. They've been married a year and a month. Congratulations, Gena and Victoria.
Two months.
I'm sorry, it's the time is passing on. We've been in America a little while. It's a year and 2 months. And he's the gentleman that planned this whole folk ensemble. Don't you want to say thank you, Gena? Ukraine likes to claim not only Sikorsky, the helicopter man, we like to claim other composers, including Stravinsky, who lived there, Tchaikovsky, who lived there. But there's a composer that we all Americans, you know, rightfully claim as ours. His name is George Gershwin. But did you ever discover where his parents were born? George was born in Brooklyn, and Mom and Dad Gershwin were born in Ukraine. Very good. You're learning fast. He wrote this incredible folk opera, Porgy and Bess, and Ludmila, Mila Trajcek, is going to sing for you Summertime. Would you welcome Ludmila?
Thank you.
We're going to conclude the evening with two prayers. First is the prayer of Ukraine. For 70 years, this prayer was not heard very often. In recent years, it's become almost our national anthem because we know without God's blessing, we can't make it. This prayer will be conducted by a wonderful lady in our choir, Helen Sadiq. In a moment, she will come, and then I will ask you to stand. Later, you can sit down and hear another prayer. The second prayer is written by a Russian who moved to America in the 20s, and I'm sure you will all know that prayer. We're now celebrating something very wonderful in our country. We're celebrating our 5th anniversary of independence. We're also celebrating the fact that we have a new constitution about 6 weeks ago. There was a great debate for this constitution over especially one sentence. And after this long time deciding, are we going to have this in our constitution or not, they decided yes. And the sentence is, Ukraine is in the hands of God. We thank God that our country has seen fit to put this in our constitution. Now, would you welcome Helen Sadiq as she conducts the choir in the prayer of Ukraine, and let's stand together.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger, Symphonic Choir, and Orchestra. Let's hear it for them again. Our love to you as we've been standing, it's those of you that will understand, but we love you. Thank you very much for such a beautiful evening. And Roger earlier introduced his pastor, and I know his pastor is here now. So could we be seated for just a moment? As the evening finishes, I'll introduce him in just a second. I want you to meet Reverend Sasha Sikorski, the pastor of the Church of the Holy Trinity. I've asked Pastor Sikorski if he would give us a final blessing for the evening. And before we have that blessing, I just want to again thank you for coming and let you know that you're always welcome to St. Paul Church, as our new friends are always welcome. I tried to say welcome last night and I've forgotten already, so I won't try, but they've heard it. Again, those host families, it'll take a few moments for our guests to change their clothing. And you'll meet them. We have tapes, CDs, and booklets out in the narthex to meet. And those of you that are our kind of construction, reconstruction crew, we'd like to see you down here before we leave, right after the orchestra and choir get out. I think we've totally been blessed this evening from across the world. and I want you to join me now, as the Ukrainian custom is for prayer, that we all stand as Pastor Sikorsky dismisses us.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this concert. We thank you for the gift of music. It's a real blessing from you. It's a real miracle through which we can experience your glory, your power, and your beauty and love as well. We used to be enemies, Lord, and it's a miracle from you that we're standing here tonight. We are Ukrainian singers singing for American friends. You made us one, brothers and sisters in Christ. And we give you all glory and praise tonight. I ask you, Lord, to bless this hospitable congregation, to bless this church, bless this town, and bless the whole country of the United States, and bless Ukraine as well. Give us prosperity, give us peace, give us love forever and ever, and bless the singers and players when they bring your message of peace and love to the other places in the United States. In the holy name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Good night.
Good night, and God bless you all.